Section 2. Tim lives on a farm in the country. He is on his way to visit his cousin Anna in the city. Anna and her mother are waiting to meet him at the train station. This is Tim's first visit to the big city. He is very excited. Tim is in Anna's apartment at the top of a tall building.
Wow! Look at all those buildings! Look at all those cars and buses! The people are so small. They look like ants from up here. You're really lucky, Anna.
It is midnight. Anna is asleep. Tim is in a big, comfortable bed, but he cannot sleep. There are a lot of lights. He can hear a fire engine, some police cars, a big motorcycle, and there is a helicopter flying overhead. The city is really noisy at night. The next morning, they are on the subway. Anna is taking Tim to a roller disco. There are so many people on the subway. It's dirty and crowded, and they cannot sit down. Tim is getting very tired.
"Isn't it great?"
says Anna.
"I come here every week with my friends. Isn't the music wonderful?"
"The music is too loud," says Tim.
"Put on your rollerblades and let's go."
"But everyone is skating so fast. I can't skate that fast."
"Did you enjoy the roller disco?"
asks Anna.
"It was okay."
"I'm so thirsty. I really need this drink."
"What's it called?"
asks Tim.
"It's a Timbuktu twist."
"It looks great. How do you drink it?"
Tim and Anna are walking home. They have to cross a big road. The light changes, so they start to walk across the road. Suddenly, a big yellow taxi turns the corner. It is going too fast, and it almost hits them.
"It's time for me to go back to the country," says Tim.
"I hope you had a good time,"
says Anna.
"It was okay. Thank you. It's your turn to visit me in the country."
"Okay. That sounds wonderful."
Anna is visiting Tim in the country for the first time. Tim's father is driving them home from the train station. Anna is happy. She loves animals, so she wants to see the farm.
"Welcome to the country," says Tim.
"It's so beautiful here,"
says Anna.
"Look at all the animals."
"Yes, we have cows, sheep, chickens, ducks, and a pony called Star."
"You're so lucky, Tim."
It is 9 o'clock. Everyone except Anna is asleep. Her eyes are wide open, but she can't see anything because it is so dark. She can hear the farm animals. There's an owl at the window. It makes a sound like a ghost. Anna is afraid. The next day, Tim and Anna are outside. It's a beautiful day. Tim shows Anna how to ride his pony. Tim rides very well. It looks easy. Now it's Anna's turn, but it's not that easy.
"Hold on tight, Anna," says Tim.
Later, Tim takes Anna out in a boat. They are both fishing.
"Are you sure there are fish in this pond?"
asks Anna.
"I'm getting bored."
"Bored? Just wait a few more minutes." "Wow! You caught a big one,"
says Tim. But Anna falls into the water.
"Help!"
she says.
"I can't swim."
"It's okay. The water isn't deep," says Tim. "Just stand up."
Back at home in the city, Anna calls Tim.
"Did you have a good time?"
asks Tim.
"It was okay, but I prefer the city."
"You prefer the city, and I prefer the country,"
says Tim.
"See you, Tim."
"Okay, goodbye."